We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
No, a very smart boy. And you are, who would like to eat the skin, huh?
Hello, peace-loving viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorkbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkbird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Costa Rica, we have the following new cable channel. In Puerto Jimenez, channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A.R.
In Buriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tarío el Río and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Health Organization has the goal of eliminating many tropical diseases, In ecology news, the United Arab Emirates inaugurates a Green Schools program. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Architecture for Humanity, a global non-profit which provides design, building and development expertise to those in need. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 29th, is the birthday of popular Malaysian singer and actor Nicholas Teo, born in Sarawak, Malaysia in 1981. Also known as Nicholas Zhang, he started his career in Formosa or Taiwan and was honored with the 2006 Hito Newcomer Award. In addition, Mr. Teo won the Malaysia Favorite Artist Award for the 2008 MTV Asia Awards. His albums include Moment of Silence and Only Nicholas. In 2010, the government of Malaysia appointed Mr. Teo Green Ambassador for the state of Penang. He assists in encouraging participation in community eco projects and raising awareness about environmental concerns. Bravo, Nicholas, for your efforts to help the planet and for sharing your outstanding talent. May you have a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. On November 4th, days of heavy rains due to Typhoon Juan affected 145,000 people across five provinces, including Northern Cagayan Province, where the floods were declared to be the worst in history. At least 11 people lost their lives.
Surprise kami sa tubig dito kasi bigla pumasok ang tubig hanggang na dito ko sa ang tubig nung umalis na ako dito. Ngayon lang nag-uwi yan ang aso namin. Paano na ang buhay? Lalo na sa bigas ang mahal.
As of now, there are many of our people whose harvest are destroyed. Some of them have houses that were swept away by the floods. And the problem now of the province is how will we help these families have enough food on their table to sustain them for the next few days.
Supreme Master Qinghai on November 6 donated $20,000 for urgent items with all her love and prayers, asking that our association members please go render assistance. This amount could acquire $281,000 in emergency supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Our association's relief team from the Philippines and Formosa or Taiwan arrived in Cagayan Province on November 11th. Upon receiving information from Social Welfare and Development Officer Ms. Edna T. Junio, food provisions of rice, salt, vinegar, soy sauce, and noodles were purchased to deliver to the most affected municipality of Amulong. With the help of volunteers sent by the Social Welfare Agency, 6,725 food packages were assembled and distributed to the 29 villages of Amulong, some of which had to be reached by boat due to lingering floodwaters.
Salamat po kami sa tulong nyo sa amin na mahirap na nababaha dito sa Amulong Angkiray. Lalo nang lalo sa inyo, Supreme Master Qinghai.
So in behalf of the more than 50,000 people of Amulong, Municipality of Amulong, we extend our heartfelt thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai. I know that this will go a long, long way.
Mayor De Leon also expressed his enthusiasm for the organic vegan solution to climate change and disasters, and before their departure invited the relief team members to a vegan meal.
In
In behalf of the people of Cagayan, we'd like to thank Supreme Master Chinghai for giving attention to the province for the flash flood. And I read the materials that were given to me, and we have shared that to other people. It encourages us and motivates us to be veds, go green, because that's the way we can save the planet.
This is a very, very commendable effort of Supreme Master Chinghai. In the municipality of Pamulong, we also asked our people to go vegetable. So I think I saw one partner in our advocacy for going vegetable in the person of Supreme Master Chinghai. Mabuhay po kayo, Supreme Master Chinghai. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
With appreciation to Mayor De Leon, Officer Junio, to all government officials and volunteers for their assistance to the flood victims, we also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her unconditional support and our association's relief team for their diligent service. With our condolences to the families of lost loved ones, we pray that such distressing events subside as more and more people turn to gentler lifestyles.
Lives lost in Venezuela storms. Abnormally unrelenting rains claimed 5 lives in the northwestern state of Falcon as officials declared a state of emergency on Thursday, November 25th. Falcon Governor Stella Lugo made the announcement as 3 people were reported missing across 19 municipalities that faced floods, with 14,000 residents affected and 2,500 homes badly damaged from inundation.
In Miranda State, 2 people succumbed in a mudslide caused by the heavy rains, and 1,000 families were displaced, as more than 600 homes were submerged in floodwaters reaching over a meter deep. Another mudslide early on Friday in an underprivileged neighborhood of the capital city of Caracas took 3 lives, leaving 4 others hospitalized with injuries. Also afflicted were the states of Mérida and Táchira. Conveying her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is needed. She added that funds are available for emergency aid, asking that they also go, if possible, to help the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Governor Lugo, and all personnel working to lessen the calamity, as we also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her heartfelt concern. May the affected Venezuelan people be graced with a soon recovery of their regular day-to-day lives as humanity strives to minimize such extreme weather conditions through our kinder, more eco-conscious actions.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
China sends delegate to South Korea to calm tensions. On Sunday, November 28th, Chinese State Councilor Dai Bingguo was received by South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, where President Lee conveyed his appreciation for China's role in striving to maintain peace on the Korean Peninsula. Emphasizing the high degree of concern precipitated by the situation with North Korea, the two leaders agreed that both parties should engage in dialogue to preserve peace not only on the Korean Peninsula but for all of Northeast Asia. Your Excellencies, we are deeply thankful for your commitment to a path of diplomatic resolution. May your efforts be successful in restoring harmonious relations for the benefit of all the gentle-hearted people of the Korean Peninsula and beyond.
Russian Prime Minister speaks in support of free trade zone with European Union. During a visit to Germany this past week, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about further expansion of their country's trade relations. The two also discussed the Prime Minister's vision of an economic free trade zone in which all barriers to commerce between Europe and Russia would eventually be eliminated. saying that Russia was Germany's most important trade partner, Chancellor Merkel said that she agreed with the concept and encouraged steps to further its development. The Prime Minister also mentioned Russia's integration into a common currency with Europe. A respectful accolades for your open-minded discussions, Your Excellencies. May such shared goals that improve lives through the avenues of free commerce and travel become the norm across Europe and Russia, as well as the world.
Da Aung San Suu Kyi meets with senior UN official. On Saturday, November 27th, recently released Burmese Nobel Peace Prize laureate and pro-democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi engaged in discussions with Mr. Vijay Nambiar, Chief of Staff for United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Later remarking that she regarded the meeting as very valuable, Dr. Suu Kyi also expressed her hope that this dialogue would be the first of many with the United Nations to assist in resolving issues toward Myanmar's development. We are happy to know of your amicable discussions with the United Nations, Madam Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi. May Buddha bless you and the benevolent Burmese people with abundant well-being and peace.
Iranian detainees receive pardons. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, granted the amnesty for the holy occasion of Eid al-Ghadir, a Shia Muslim festival. The recommendation to release or reduce sentences of the detainees, some of whom are students and political inmates, was received through Iran's judiciary chief, Ayatollah Sadegh Lariani. Supreme Leader Khamenei also noted that the spirit of Eid al-Ghadir belongs to everyone who cares for the well-being of humanity. We join in thankfulness for the clemency of Supreme Leader Khamenei and Judiciary Chief Lariani. May Allah bless the 649 freed persons with many happy homecomings and new beginnings of goodness and life.
Save our planet. Global fish populations closer to collapse than previously thought. New research published in the journal Nature by a team of international scientists has shown that a widely used indicator of marine biodiversity called trophic level may have overestimated fish populations. With nearly half of the ecosystems evaluated for this study found to be in poorer health than previously thought, lead author Professor Trevor Branch of the University of Washington in the USA explained that trophic level calculations incorrectly assume that human fishing practices start with the largest species.
However, as seen in places like the Gulf of Thailand, where smaller species have been fished extensively, this is not true. There, the average trophic level is rising, which in principle means an improving ecosystem. But in fact, all types of marine life have decreased by tenfold since the 1950s due to overfishing. Commenting on the report's findings, U.S. National Science Foundation biologist Dr. Henry Goltz said, "This study makes clear that the most common indicator, average catch trophic level, is a woefully inadequate measure of the status of marine fisheries."
Our appreciation, Dr. Branch, Dr. Goltz, and the international team of scientists for this updated alert on the actual predicament of many marine ecosystems. May we swiftly choose more considerate lifestyles to save the inhabitants of both land and sea.
During an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the alarming depletion of the oceans and the need to restore their balance.
By the way, fishing is also horrendously wasteful and murderous. A major study predicts that all fished animals will be 90% gone by 2050 due to overfishing and overwasting by catch. I mean those fish and other marine life that they don't need. But while catching all the fish, they kill them as well by the billions. Moreover, it is such an alarming picture when we think about the billions of animals killed each year for so-called food. 55 billion, which is not even counting fish and other species. How can our planet and our conscience support such unsustainable, damaging, and criminal practice? Individuals must turn to the planet-saving organic vegan lifestyle, because the dangers are mounting and time is urgent. If every one of us would only switch now, we will ensure a future for our children and generations to come.
save our planet. To address climate change and eco concerns such as deforestation for firewood in Zanzibar, Tanzania, the government is working to implement measures and build public support for preserving the environment, including the region's unique and biodiverse forests.
Save our planet. Upon exploring remote caves, rivers, and jungles that had developed in isolation for millions of years in Langguru of Indonesia's Papua province, scientists discover rare new species such as an eyeless cavefish and a frog that carries its offspring on its back.
Save Our Planet, a report published in the U.S.-based Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, concludes that adding iron into the oceans, which has been considered as a possible solution to global warming, would actually cause harm by promoting the growth of poisonous algae.
Pomash, and we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
We're both vegan too.
Today, we have a tip to share on protecting your eyes.
Always wear safety glasses when you're working in the garage or doing other jobs in which dust, liquids, or objects could get in your eyes.
Take care.
Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And now for the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the World Health Organization, or WHO, is set to eradicate 17 tropical diseases by 2020. These include dengue fever, leprosy, rabies, and river blindness, or bilharziasis, which affect 1 billion underprivileged people worldwide. WHO foresees that this objective can be accomplished through collaborative efforts between governments, pharmaceutical companies, and private foundations. Our sincere appreciation, World Health Organization, for your laudable life-saving goals. May they soon be realized with heaven's abundant blessings.
In ecology news, the United Arab Emirates inaugurates a green schools program. One of the world's largest financial service organizations, HSBC, is helping to sponsor an Eco Schools Climate Initiative. Focusing on 20 private and government schools in the country, it will emphasize understanding climate change and supporting local energy efficiency endeavors. The plan was launched by the nation's Ministry of Education, Emirates Wildlife Society World Wildlife Fund, the Denmark-based Foundation for Environmental Education, or FEE, and HSBC. It is part of a HSBC and FEE global projects that is already operating in 18 countries. Kudos, United Arab Emirates, for your participation in HSBC Eco School's Climate Initiative. May the number of caring young stewards of our precious planet continue to grow to bring about a pristine world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the global nonprofit Architecture for Humanity, which has a network of more than 40,000 resource professionals. We'll go water the flowers, be right back. Please stay tuned for more cooling news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high-thinking news for a more advanced world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Architecture for Humanity, which donates services to design and build structures for disadvantaged people.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Architecture for Humanity is dedicated to providing design, building and development expertise to those in need. The non-profit, which was founded in 1999 in New York, USA, has developed into a global network. More than 40,000 professionals are involved, donating their time and skills to assist others.
The organization has 60 chapters in 25 countries, which help 10,000 people annually. Communities are supported with sustainable and innovative models and structures. In addition, various training and advocacy endeavors of the group reach 50,000 individuals per year. Current projects include earthquake reconstruction in Haiti, the Baginetta Football for Hope Center in Bamako, Mali, alternative repair strategies in Gaza, Palestine territory, and many more.
Architecture for Humanity has received numerous awards and accolades. The 2005 Lewis Mumford Award for Peace and the 2009 Royal Society of Arts Bicentenary Medal are two of these. Our thankfulness, Architecture for Humanity, for devoting your valuable training and talents for the benefit of treasured brethren. May heaven bless you to continue your compassionate and life-enhancing work on a gentle and long-lasting ecosphere.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Tibetan entitled The Lawnmower.
Ni de ru pe a jin ma la de jia ku ni za za cheng ku bi jiu chou gang ni ku la de da ji na chou la za za cheng ku de ni me du de la ni ci ri ke ma song na chou.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Mighty Kenyan Kunde with Sweet Potatoes on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
I just so love Swahili. All African languages are great to listen to. It sounds so soft, and I'm hungry now. Viewer from Finland.
Amiable viewer, your warm comment is much appreciated. We love all the languages too. They're so beautiful, like different kinds of music. Have fun preparing this delectable dish and many other vegan ethnic delights. All our best wishes and heaven's blessings to you and the kind people of Finland.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be graced with the boundless love of the divine, wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korea responds to an appeal from the Colombian government and donates $20,000 in emergency humanitarian aid to help the nation's flood-affected residents.
Collaborating with Bionic Vision Australia and University of New South Wales, researchers at Australia's National ICT Centre for Excellence are developing a bionic eye implant designed to help restore eyesight.
During his visit to Syria, Armenia's chairman of the National Assembly, Hovik Abrahamian, meets with Grand Mufti Sheikh Ahmad Badr al-Din Hassoun, where the two discuss ways to further enhance their country's cooperative relations.
As part of a 6.6 million euro aid package, the Department for International Development in the UK sends 115 doctors, 920 nurses, and 740 support staff to assist in halting the devastating cholera outbreak in Haiti.
Developed by European engineers, ActiveBook is a first-ever microchip-sized spinal implant designed to assist patients by stimulating muscle groups to rehabilitate paralyzed limbs.
At an annual meeting facilitated by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, representatives from Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan agree to further cooperation in halting illegal drug trafficking to ensure the safety and well-being of the public.
American actress and singer Jessica Simpson and her fiancé, former National Football League player Eric Johnson, enjoy a vegan Thanksgiving with tofurkey and other savory plant-based fare.
The European Union loans $596 million at a low interest rate to Ukraine to help renovate six sections of two- and four-lane road highway connecting the capital city of Kyiv to the European network.
As a gesture of giving to save a loved one or even a stranger, 16 healthy individuals in Washington, D.C., USA, donate one of their kidneys to 16 recipients in need.
Hong Kong mobile network operator CSL and telecom equipment maker ZTE Corporation release a fourth-generation wireless internet technology called Long-Term Evolution, or LTE, enabling super high-speed transmission regardless of location.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.